Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose had a great birthday weekend. We're very happy about that and glad everything went well for her. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, July 21st, 2014. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday, noon to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. I love the whole idea of live streaming. It means you don't have to be in front of a radio. You can be by a computer. You can really hear the program anytime, anywhere. And we, of course, podcast the program, which means you can, again, listen to any of our shows, which we have all archived since our first show in early January 2011. We'll get things rolling down the track on this newly minted Monday afternoon with the Monday Political Face-Off, 12:30 past the hour today, 30 past the hour, our Water Quarterly. Very serendipitous to be talking today with CAP General Manager David Modier, as some of those lake levels, Lake Mead, I believe, went down to a record low level over the weekend. So we'll talk to him about that. We'll close out the show talking about the upcoming 50th anniversary reunion and concert for a very well-known mariachi group, Changuitos Feos. We will be talking with Tom Collier. Tom's the treasurer of the group, and Betty Villegas, the coordinator of the event. And the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, and the Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Our Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Our Monday Political Face-Off today features Bruce Ash, now in his third term. He is the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom is a longtime Democrat Party activist, former state and local Democrat Party chair. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Doing great, good. Thank you.
Yeah, good.
Well, it takes a lot to kind of get me really angry, and I am really angry about what I am seeing and the reports out of the crash site of the Malaysia jet and the fact that the terrorists, the hooded, the mesquite mask-wearing
Russians,
or they call themselves the pro-separatists, have not secured that scene, Paul, and they have let this go. And I'm telling you, for the Dutch people who have lost 200 men, women, and children, to have their citizens' bodies being torn apart by dogs and vultures and everything looted at the crash site, within 24 hours of this crash, NATO, with a Royal Dutch Marine Task Force commando, should have gone in there and secured the site. This desecration of these bodies just really makes me sick, Bruce.
It is disgraceful. This is evil, and it's unfolding right in front of us. The act was perpetrated by Russians who are acting with the permission of the Russian government in eastern Ukraine. This airliner maybe shouldn't have been in this place when this happened, but they weren't the guys that shot off the missile that brought it down. They had actually bragged about, they'd had a YouTube on this particular missile system the week before. The heat signature that authorities have now found is that of a Buk missile system, and to make, to add insult to injury, the desecration of the bodies, the wholesale looting and thievery and the despoiling of a crime scene. I mean, this was a crime scene, and there could be valuable evidence that has been either removed or destroyed or somehow altered to fit the narrative that the Russians want to have. And this is, I think, a huge problem for the United States. And I don't know why we don't answer, and I don't know why NATO doesn't answer. Certainly the Russians just deny.
What do you think, Paul, the fact that NATO wouldn't send any troops in, or even the Dutch wouldn't, do you think they were just worried that this was just a highly insecure area and it would result in a big time shooting war?
Yeah, I think, Look, it's complex in this regard. If you look back in history, what happened to Hungary and Czechoslovakia during the Soviet rule, we couldn't really do anything then. I mean, we're dealing with a power, Russia, who still has nuclear weapons, and I don't think anybody really wants to go there. The problem is, and the real problem is, I think sanctions have worked to an extent. I think Kiev would have been marched on by the Russians a long time ago if the limited sanctions we've done hadn't been put in place on these billionaires in Russia who really control the Russian government. Mm-hmm. And I think they've said to Putin, slow down. The problem is we need much more extensive sanctions on Russia to make this thing work. Economically, they are sensitive to the economy right now. They're tied to Europe. They're tied to us now economically. We can put pressure on them. But the EU in Europe don't want to go there because they get most of their energy from Russia. Mm. And, maybe something positive comes out of a horrible tragedy. This makes the countries like Germany and France and the people in NATO and the EU wake up and say, okay, we need to do more extensive sanctions against Russia to make them stop their aggressive behavior in Ukraine and potentially other places. I know Bruce was talking off air about Lithuania and other places, mm-hmm. Poland, and we need to draw the line somewhere. And I think the way to do it is through economic sanctions, but we need our allies in Europe to go along with it because they're the major trading power with Russia. They're the ones that can really bring in the pressure. And maybe this event triggers that. I hope something positive comes out of this tragedy.
The Conservative Prime Minister from the UK, David Cameron, has called for action for the United States, for other members of the European Union. Thank goodness there is a voice that is going on right now in Europe. There is much that can be done. If I'm the leader in Estonia or Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Hungary, the Czech Republic, I'm worried about the potential problems with Russian hegemony. The original incursion happened back in 2008 during a very weakened and very unpopular term for President Bush when the Russians came in under similar pretenses in the Republic of Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now they've done the same thing here. It's the same playbook that they're using in Ukraine. If I am one of those leaders in those other former Baltic, former Soviet orbit states, I'm wondering just what the heck is going to happen to us. And maybe that's what NATO and the United States ought to be doing, is arming those nations and giving them some teeth that they don't currently have.
The caller who did not want to go on the air saying President Obama has been irrelevant in this, and it's really up to Europe to handle the problem. Well, Europe has just certainly not handled the problem so far.
Yeah, and we're kind of, if we don't have our European allies in this, we're kind of toothless as well. I mean, we really can't do anything unless the Europeans, because truly, economic sanctions are the way to go on this. And the only way to make that happen is if Europe is unified in terms of extensive economic sanctions against Russia to make this work. If they're not willing to do that because of their own economic worries about energy sources from Russia, that's the sticking point so far. But as Russia keeps pushing the envelope on this, I think the European Union, NATO, is going to come around, and at some point they're going to say enough's enough and put those economic sanctions. I don't know where that breaking point is. I'm hoping it's this, mm-hmm. Because it's better to do it sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Remember that the reason, or one of the reasons that Russia started taking the aggressive economic and military diplomatic moves against Ukraine was their engagement with NATO. They wanted to be full-fledged members of NATO. Russia saw this as a huge political, military, diplomatic problem for them. Then they started problems in the eastern region of Ukraine. A lot of this has to do with the NATO and both the economic, diplomatic, and military arms of NATO, which NATO has.
And let's face it, ever since Putin came into power, he's wanted to reestablish the old Soviet empire. And that's what this is really about. And the question is the Western powers gonna at some point say no? Mm-hmm. And say, you can still have economic relations with us, unless you're going to do this. And if you're going to go and try to reestablish the old Soviet empire, we're not going to go along with that, and we're going to cut you off. That's the only thing that he understands. We've got to do that, because economically, he can't survive politically if his economy is crumbling. It will crumble if he's cut off from the Western Europe trade.
Sort of like our response when ISIS decided that they were going to set up a new state that existed from Syria into Iraq and parts of Afghanistan.
790-2040, 790-2040. Why don't we take the break right now? Rose, on the Monday Political Face-Off, Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom with us, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in southern Arizona. From cooking, cleaning, bathing, and drinking, the benefits of a Culligan system are obvious. You'll use less soap, shampoo, and detergent. Your appliances will last longer, your clothes will last longer, and stay brighter, too. All of this saves you money and adds to the quality of life. Not to mention softer skin and softer hair the whole family will enjoy. Culligan has been in Tucson since 1946, and we have seen about every water concern imaginable. We continue to stay on top of the newest state-of-the-art technology to deliver the refreshing, clean, and high-quality water that's become the Culligan hallmark of excellence. Try a Culligan water treatment system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental on an annual rental agreement. Schedule your free water test, and don't forget to ask about the Culligan high-efficiency water softener. Call 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I park right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, It is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Moe and his family do a fantastic job. It's where we take all of our framing issue, any issues that certainly become issues that are solved in the hands of Moe. He takes great job in doing all sorts of framing. I was going to switch topics, Rose, but I'm not, because people want to talk about this, and I'm really glad they do. And let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. And when I'm talking, I started the show talking about how angry I am about this whole situation with the airliner that is shot down. Mr. Stew is up first. Go ahead, Mr. Stew.
Hello. I agree with you completely. This is a great crime, and it's being covered up by the people who did the crime. The people who were talking earlier on your show are living in La La Land. I live in the Czech Republic in Tucson. 3 winters ago, 9 people died freezing to death when the gas was flowing. You think they're going to create a circumstance where the gas isn't flowing? We need to become the world's greatest exporter of liquefied natural gas.
I agree.
We send it to Frankfurt, Gdynia, Gdansk. They have the places built already for the container ships to come in and unload. And that would go to the Ukraine and all over Europe. And that is the source of Mr. Putin's power.
Yeah, great point.
And the thing that will ultimately destroy him is demographics.
Good call.
Yeah, and I actually agree with that. I was thinking about that off air as the only way to get the European community behind the economic sanctions is to get them another source of natural gas. And this is, and we have a lot of natural gas, and if we can somehow, it may take a while, that's the problem. This is a little more immediate. It may take a while for the infrastructure, but that's the issue right now. I mean, truly, if you cut off, you see, the difference between the Soviet Union back in the day, we certainly didn't want to do military confrontation with a nuclear power, and we still don't. But we didn't have any leverage over the Soviet Union when Hungary and Czechoslovakia were mm-hmm. invaded by the Soviets. We do have leverage now if we use it in terms of economic sanctions and economic ties to Russia now in the West. But it's got to be everybody in the European community along with us to employ that. If we just do it, it's not going to mean that much to the Russians, because they get most of their trade and money from the Western European countries. So I think he's exactly mm-hmm. right. If we can provide those countries with enough natural gas that they feel comfortable then imposing economic sanctions. But the problem is, That's an infrastructure build out that may take a while, a long time.
Those depots already exist. The problem is really more on our end. We don't have enough of the LNG terminals here to get everything over.
But there's an immediate need right now for the economic sanctions. I'm not sure we can do that, but we do need to somehow replace the dependency of the European community on the natural gas of Russia.
All right, let's go to Terry. Terry is up next on the Buckmaster Show. Hello, Terry.
Yes, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing well,
Bruce,
thanks.
And Paul.
Hi.
What we need is some leadership from everybody, not just this president we have. Maybe a summit, maybe a European summit. And finally, this is kind of crucial, because we don't know where this madman of Russia is going to go after this. NATO, big deal. I think NATO has lost its pants there, and I think during the Bosnia-Herzegovina war under Bill Clinton, I give Bill Clinton credit. Nobody was there. Where was NATO? Yeah. Well, we have 8,000 to 20,000 massacred dead in Bosnia-Herzegovina, the old Yugoslavia country. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking this really an issue, really important now,
it
Mr. President of the United States.
Okay. Thank you, Terry.
Well, I agree with Terry. President Clinton did show great determination in the whole Kosovo saga. And I think one of the generals who's a contributor here, General Wickham, was part of that.
Yes, he was.
That was a savage battle that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Same sort of thing is going on here. Mass men. You wonder where they got all the vehicles and all the arms and so on.
Yeah.
And here we go again.
We're never going to know what really happened, do you think, with this jet line? I mean, the black box was toted away by the masked people.
Well, they were the criminals who shot the missile off, and they're going to make sure that nobody really knows what happened. But we all know what happened. I really believe that the key to this is all the billionaire Russian oligarchy is what I call them, is who control Russia and control Putin. It will back off if their wallet is hit hard, and that's what we need to get the world community, especially the European community, to get behind. If we can do that, I think all this will start to subside. But it's not going to happen until the European countries, I think, are comfortable with going there, because it's going to be tough on them economically too if they don't get Russian natural gas.
Well, hats off to David Cameron, because he's the only European leader who's willing to stand up to the Russians.
All right, Matt, quickly, please. We're about out of time. Matt is next on the live line.
Yeah, well, since you brought up Bosnia, you know, I served in Operation Joint Endeavor, and I was there in Hungary as we moved an entire division, the 1st Armored Division, heavy armor division, into there. And we had the troops in Europe to do that, and we were able to use troops from the United States because we had we had practiced reforger and other things like that. But I got to tell you, it's a complicated world over there, and I am very concerned, though, that this rush to use economic sanctions without thinking about the realities of what economic sanctions can lead to. I mean, wars do start very quickly, and economics is a big part of it. And that's just a thought.
Okay. Bye. Thank you, Matt.
Well, it's better than sending in troops and triggering a nuclear exchange with Russia. That's kind of my attitude.
But I don't know, but, you know, about the troops, as I said at the beginning of the show today, I really think we needed that NATO, the Dutch, they do have a military, they have commandos, could have gone in and secured the crash site. But I guess they were thinking it could lead to a bigger shooting war. Is that?
Well, where's the justice for those families, for those individuals whose lives were snuffed out? I mean, can you imagine the horror of all of a sudden there is this flash and the middle of the airplane separates in two?
Yes.
You're headed down.
Yep.
You probably lost consciousness. That's the only sort of
redeeming
thing about what happened, is they probably lost consciousness almost immediately, either, you know, from the depressurization or from the concussion.
Mm-hmm.
But here you go. Where is the justice for those people whose lives have been ended?
I agree.
Either through a careless trigger finger or through a deliberate trigger finger. In any event, Russians in another country, occupying another country, subverting that country's elections and those people's will.
The top AIDS researcher lost. A lot of other AIDS researchers headed to a conference in Melbourne, Australia. And folks, to put this in perspective, you think, oh, it's 198 Dutch residents. This to them, proportion-wise,
is
bigger than 9/11 was to the United States, percentage-wise. So for the Dutch, this is a huge, huge thing.
Well, like I said, Bill, I hope there's a positive that comes out of this, and that the European Union starts to unify behind stronger economic sanctions.
Well, I feel better already just talking about it for the first half hour. And, gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us on the Monday Political Face-Off. The Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lawn Dodge and at moesgallery.com. And on Facebook, I take all of my framing over to Moe, and I trust he and his family, they do the best possible job. You will not believe what comes back. It's museum quality framing. Thank you, Moe, for your support. And we'll be back on the Buckmaster Show with David Modier, head of the CAP. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of Five Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, the other day I went out of my garage and I saw a cockroach on his back, just the way I like to view a cockroach. And just before he expired, he looked up at me and said, "The Five Star Technician got me." Adios, cucaracha.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views, but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers. At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool. Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Heel! No, no, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training. Because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Beat the heat and get back down to earth in the cool mountain air at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival, the weekend of August 1st. Whether you are a seasoned clay artist or want to get your hands dirty for the first time, you'll be right at home at the Silver City Clay Festival. Enjoy a variety of workshops, demonstrations, lectures on everything from using clay in construction to contemporary ceramics. Take home a work of art or a book or two from the clay market. The Clay Festival also offers tours of a handmade tile factory, a gala reception, live music, juried exhibitions, and more. The Silver City Clay Festival is a Silver City Arts and Cultural District signature event the weekend of August 1st in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. For more information, go to clayfestival.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. And once a quarter here on the show, we focus on one of Arizona's most important, if not the most important resource we have, and that is water. The Arizona Water Quarterly is presented by the Central Arizona Project, Your Water, Your Future. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line is David Modier. Mr. Modier, former head of Tucson Water, and he is now general manager of the Central Arizona Project based in Phoenix. David, how are you?
I'm doing real fine, Bill. It's very nice to talk with you again.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and it's very serendipitous to be talking with you today because of the news about Lake Mead going really to its sinking to its lowest level, I guess, since the water began filling up in that lake in the 1930s. And there have been other news articles over the past month, David, including the New York Times, which quoted some researchers saying that Arizona cities will lose access to some of their their Colorado River water in the next 5 years or so. Is that a possibility, David Modier?
Well, Bill, I don't think it's a possibility in the next few years. For Arizona cities and Tucson in particular to lose access to CAP water, we would have to get very close to a collapse of the Colorado River system, and that's certainly not within any of the forecasts being made by the Bureau of Reclamation at this time. At the same point in time, though, I would say that the odds are very strong now that we will go into a declaration of a shortage on the river, for certain, probably in 2017, but it looks increasingly somewhat likely that we could have that shortage appear by the end of 2016. So there will be an impact to Arizona, certainly not to our municipalities, but agriculture in central Arizona will certainly be shorted some of its access to Colorado River water. But I think that the planning that CAP and the state of Arizona have done over the years to be able to deal with the shortage when it's declared has been very good. And we have a substantial amount of water stored underground, which we can use to supplement water to the municipalities, even when that shortage, if it stays there long enough, will impact the municipalities. We can replace much of that water with the water we have stored.
So, David Modier, what happens if Lake Mead continues to drop below the anticipated levels? As I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, we're already at this record low level at the lake.
Well, there are a number of scenarios that we could discuss on it, but if the current rate of decline in Lake Mead would continue and no action was taken by the seven basin states, particularly the states of California, Arizona, and Nevada, to offset that decline, we certainly will see an impact that will require much more negotiating with those three states and the Department of the Interior. Once we go beyond the agreement that was reached in 2007 on shortage sharing, so it's certainly a disturbing potential, and it is driving all of the seven states to have discussions today. In this time period today, to find ways that we can leave water behind Hoover Dam and Lake Mead and keep that elevation up and keep it from going into the critical stages, which would be in excess of the shortage guideline levels of storage in Lake Mead. Hopefully there'll be success in doing that. There are very difficult negotiations. They will ultimately need the cooperation of Mexico at the same time, since they are also a user of the Colorado River water. So we're doing a lot of discussion, and hopefully we're going to be close to reaching some sort of agreement within the next week or so.
David Modier is with us. This is our Arizona Water Quarterly on the Buckmaster Show. I understand the Central Arizona Project commissioned a study, David, to look at the economic impact of CAP water to the state. What were some of the results of that study?
Well, I think one of the big results of that study is for us being able to quantify what the impact of having Colorado River water brought over to central and southern Arizona are, knowing that it's not just having water coming out of your tap on a regular, sustainable basis, we wanted to know what impact would it be if we'd never had the CAP build. And what the study done by Arizona State showed is that in 2010, the ability to have Colorado River water here has generated an economic impact of almost half of the state domestic product. So it's been a substantial financial impact on for jobs and the economy of central and southern Arizona. And it's the first time we've been able to quantify how important and how great the vision of our leaders back in the 50s and 60s were to envision the construction of CAP and what the value would be of having reliable source of water brought into central and southern Arizona.
So it's one of those things, David Modier, that people now just take for granted. But when you think about it, this state would be a completely different state without CAP.
I would completely agree with that statement, that absent that, the economy that we've had over the years, which has been so vibrant, and the quality of life we've had would be completely different than it is today. And the value is much more than just being able to be certain that when you turn your tap on, there's water coming out from it. It means the livelihoods of our citizens, the quality of life that we enjoy, and it's hard to overstate the value that CAP and the Colorado River water have brought to the state of Arizona.
And, you know, speaking of the creation of the CAP, when they drew up the rations per state, were they drawn up? Was that a high flow year when the CAP was created?
Well, not necessarily when CAP was created, but it was certainly a period of high flows when the Colorado River Compact was reached and the river was divided up amongst the seven states.
Okay.
Yes, that was a very high flow period of the Colorado in the 1920s. I will say, though, that 1968, when CAP was authorized, and up through the late 1990s, most of those years were above normal precipitation years, particularly the late 70s into the early 90s, were a very high level of precipitation along the Colorado River. So the reservoir was essentially full in 1999. We haven't had but one normal year that has been in excess of that in those past 14 years.
You know, we want a quick update, David. I've only got a couple of minutes left. Last time we spoke about the Environmental Protection Agency expected to release its nitrogen oxide standards for the Navajo Generating Station sometime this month. What's the latest on that?
The latest that we have been told is that we expect the EPA to issue their order either late this week or early next week. The indications we've gotten from EPA is that it would be during the last week of July, so that could be towards the end of this week or the first part of next week.
But in the meantime, CAP, you are monitoring, I guess, the environmental permitting process?
We are. There's the National Environmental Protection Act process has gone. The NEPA Act, as it's called, has begun. That's probably a 2 to 3 year process to complete that, and we are participating with the owners and the Bureau of Reclamation in that process.
All right. So this is certainly with the Navajo Generating Station, this is still an ongoing story, isn't it?
It will be ongoing until we get through the NEPA process and the Secretary of the Interior signs off on approval of the NEPA process and gives more certainty to the life of that plant for CAP and the remaining owners, SRP and TEP and APS. Yes, it's still ongoing. There's still some risk. Even if we get a very favorable ruling out of the EPA, there are other hurdles we have yet to overcome.
All right, David, I'm just about out of time, but are we seeing any good monsoon rain, or how is that impacting things?
No, we really have not seen any. It's been just about normal in the Colorado, so it's nothing that's going to increase the reservoir levels at this point in time. you know, the forecasts are for a La Nina next year, and traditionally that doesn't create excess precipitation in the upper Colorado. It does for Arizona and in the lower levels of the Southwest, but not so much there. So the prognosis is not all that positive for us, but we can still hold out hope and hope that that doesn't happen and we get above normal precipitation next winter.
David Modier, a pleasure. We'll look forward to talking to you in September. Thank you, David, very much.
Thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate it.
David Modier, who is the general manager of the Central Arizona Project based in Phoenix, giving us an update on the drought situation in Lake Mead and the Central Arizona Project Water, our Arizona Water Quarterly presented by the CAP, your water, your future.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate, real estate, mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac, business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Great place to visit and hike in the Gila National Wilderness, do some antiquing and art gallery visiting in historic Silver City. Great places to stay and things to do, and you can find out the full list of all of those activities at Silver City and Grant County by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. Great places to stay, like Bear Creek Cabins. Well, there's a big event coming up. Los Changuitos Feos, having their 50th reunion and concert festival. That is coming up on Saturday, August 23rd. Tom Collier is with me. Tom is, of course, the Buckmaster Consumer Affairs contributor, but he has a different hat on today. He is treasurer of the group, and Betty Villegas is with us, and Betty is the coordinator and longtime supporter of Los Changuitos Feos. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
And how did you get involved with the group?
Well, I got involved when my daughter, who's now 40, was 11 years old, and she joined the group and stayed there till her senior year in high school and went on. And so she was there for 7 years, and I was there for 17 years. I believed in the program and just, you know, felt it was something that I really wanted to do. So.
It was created, Tom, as a youth mariachi orchestra?
A youth mariachi group. Because there was a priest who was had a Catholic youth organization at one of the parishes here who was looking for something to do to keep the kids in the Catholic youth organization occupied over the summer. It was a Hispanic parish primarily, and so they decided that they would study mariachi, and the Los Changuitos Feos was born out of that.
And the priest came up with a name?
You know, that's one of those things. I'm going to defer to Betty on that. You kind of pays your money and
meaning the ugly monkeys?
Is the ugly little monkeys.
Ugly little monkeys.
And the legend is, the story behind the name is that when he was trying to form the group, they were a group of young Hispanic males, mm-hmm. and it was hard to keep them still, hard to keep them, you know, quiet long enough to teach them. So it was very challenging for him. And so out of, I guess it was just a kind of a nickname that he gave them, you know, the Changuitos. And then somebody said, hey, that's a good name. And so there we have it. The Changuitos became Los Changuitos Feos, meaning the ugly little monkeys, and it's been hard, you know, a lot of...
It's too late to change it now.
Yeah,
it's
too hard. It's 50 years later, we're not going
to
change
it. Well, we want folks to come out to the concert for sure to celebrate the 50th, and there's a great lineup of talent.
There's a wonderful lineup of talent, and I have to thank Betty for putting this group together. Mariachi Cobre in Orlando, Florida, at the Disney Epcot Center, probably has done more to introduce people, maybe East Coast people, to mariachi music than any group. And three of the members of Mariachi Cobre are original members of the 1964, five of them, I think.
Wow.
Pardon, are original members of the Los Changuitos Feos group. So they're coming over from Florida. They're going to be our headliner. They will play with the Changuitos themselves. We also have a wonderful group from Chula Vista, California, Southwestern College there, Dr. Jeff Nevin and Mariachi Garibaldi. Jeff is a former Changuito. He worked his way. He has his PhD in music now. He's a symphonic quality musician. And Jeff is the originator of the first college program where you can study mariachi and get an associate's degree in mariachi music at Southwestern College in Chula Vista, California. So Jeff will be bringing his group over. And then we're going to have some of the alumni who are still active in the mariachi movement and playing mariachi music join them for just sort of a reminiscence concert. But the concert is going to be sit back and enjoy the music concert. We're going to have an awards dinner the night before and kind of a reminiscence and a timeline and a chance for folks to get, whenever you get these groups together, there are always these impromptu jam sessions. You get three or four people together with their music, with their instruments, and there are always these impromptu jam sessions. So it's going to be a great, great, great event.
Betty, this has changed a lot of young people's lives, hasn't it, this group?
Yes, it has. One of the things that really differentiates Los Changuitos Feos from other mariachi groups is the fact that we are a program. And the program encourages its students to develop leadership skills and community development skills. And at the same time, when they're in the group, then they become eligible for scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, we have documented that we have provided over $480,000 in tuition scholarships to the university, to Pima College, and really the majority of it to the university. Back in the early days, we used to pay full tuition.
Mm-hmm.
For each semester.
This gives the kids a real nice economic head start.
Exactly.
It?
Now, obviously, when the tuition rates went very, very high, we weren't able to do that anymore. And so we limited, and I believe it's, what is it now, Tom?
Well, the board makes a decision based on the amount of money available in the pool each thing. Last semester, where we had actual students in college. We don't have any who are scheduled to graduate and enter college for the next year and a half or so. But I wrote $8,000 worth of scholarship checks
at
$1,500 apiece because that was the number of former Changuitos that we had enrolled in post-secondary study.
How can people get involved and go to the concert?
Buy a ticket. And you can do that through the TCC Music Hall, or you can visit our webpage, which is loschanguitosfeos.org.
And again, it is Saturday, August 23rd.
Saturday the 23rd. Exactly.
7 o'clock in the evening. And
it's a wonderful opportunity, if you aren't familiar with this musical form,
mm-hmm.
to introduce yourself to mariachi. I'm still learning. I'm still learning the difference between a huapango and a corrido. But it's a wonderful music that you can just appreciate. It's a wonderful bootstrapping story for these people, the changos, who have put themselves through school and become doctors and dentists and lawyers and professionals and engineers in our community and contributed so much. So this is the 50th anniversary. The whole community, not just the Latino community, but the whole community needs to appreciate this really, really unique cultural treasure that we have here in Tucson.
Betty, I've only got about a minute left, but would you say Tucson is one of kind of the epicenters for this type of music in North America?
I thank you for that mm-hmm. opportunity. Los Changuitos Feos is actually the group that started the movement of mariachi in the United States. It's through them and through this program that many other youth groups have been created all around the United States. And it was because of this group, I mean, we've been a template for many other cities. You know, I've gotten phone calls from people wanting to know, how did you start? What did you do? How can we start a program? So,
We're glad that this is coming up Saturday, August 23rd. Tom and Betty, thank you very
much.
Buy
tickets and celebrate with us.
There you go. And TCC Music Hall, Saturday, August 23rd. should be a wonderful evening of entertainment. And you really, as you articulated, Tom, some really talented people coming from cross country to come to this event. So
exactly. It's a homecoming.
Thank you very much, both of you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan, very much. It's better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your business and residential water needs. Culligan supplies all of our in-studio guests with a nice chilled bottle of their water, and we thank them again for that. Wake up, Tucson, tomorrow with Chris and Joe, and then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone from 8 to 9. We have a new talk show here in Tucson on KVOI, for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then at 12:04 tomorrow, producer Rosemary Brandt and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you for another day of the Buckmaster Show. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.